This is a special series of Bible studies on the Gospel of Mark. It was done at the request of the Far East Broadcasting Company. The scripture reading is done by my good friend Ken Brooks. Yes, this is the Emmaus Bible Hour, a program for you and your family. A time to study the Bible together. Properly done, Bible study is an adventure-packed experience. It's a voyage of discovery, for as often as not, we find ourselves sooner or later in unknown parts. I hope that this quotation will be your experience. We're about to begin another voyage of Bible study, and we're glad to have you along. We're going to be studying together the Gospel of Mark. We believe the Gospel of Mark was written by a man whose full name was John Mark, and he's no stranger to those who've read the pages of the New Testament. We read of him in the book of Acts as well as other places. John Mark had a godly mother, and they were evidently comfortably fixed financially. It was in their home that the believers often gathered. Mark was also related to Barnabas. We read these words in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 10.
Also Barnabas's cousin Mark, about whom you received instructions, if he comes to you, welcome him.
Ken Brooks was reading from the New American Standard Bible, and that's a translation that we'll be using often during these studies. We learn from that passage that Barnabas and Mark were cousins. And then Peter, in his first letter, refers to Mark as his son, which probably indicates that he was the one who led Mark to the Savior. That is, he was Mark's spiritual father. John Mark went along on the first missionary journey with Paul and Barnabas. But this all came to a rather sad ending. Here's the New Testament record in Acts 13, verse 13.
Now Paul and his companions put out to sea from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John left them and returned to Jerusalem.
Now this doesn't sound so bad. However, when they were ready to go on their second missionary journey, Paul was not in favor of taking John Mark along. Notice the record in Acts 15:38.
But Paul kept insisting that they should not take him along, who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work.
Why John Mark deserted them, we're not sure. They were about to go inland over the central plateau, and the going was getting rough. Mark turned back. Barnabas was in favor of giving him a second chance on the second missionary journey, but not Paul. This caused a real division between these men, and so Barnabas took Mark, and they sailed away to Cyprus. Paul chose Silas, and they traveled out on the second missionary journey. We're glad, though, that the story doesn't end there. Mark was with Paul in prison when he wrote to the Colossians. In his letter to Philemon, Paul lists Mark as one of his fellow laborers. And then the best passage of all is in Paul's last letter, the last chapter, 2 Timothy, chapter 4, and verse 11.
Only Luke is with me. Pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service.
As one writer comments, it is a far cry from the time when Paul contemptuously dismissed Mark as a quitter. Whatever had happened, Mark had earned the title of the man who had redeemed himself. The one man that Paul wanted at the end was Mark. Well, one thing had happened. John Mark had written a book, and it's the book that we're going to be studying. It's a book that hardly could be written, and the persons stay just the same. The Gospel of Mark was probably the first gospel to be written. It's the shortest life of Christ. Peter is mentioned 25 times in this short book, which only points up the probable influence that Peter had on Mark. As we noted before, Mark was probably led to the Lord by Peter. We have no gospel of Peter, but we do have the gospel of Mark. We undoubtedly have much of what Peter recalled of the ministry of the Lord on these pages, and certainly it was all combined under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We know that each of the Gospels has its own particular flavor, its own particular emphasis. For instance, Matthew presents the Lord Jesus as King, Luke as the Son of Man, and John as the Son of God. Mark presents him as servant. Mark, who was an unfaithful servant or a failing servant, presents the perfect servant in his 16 chapters. John Mark writes as a young person would write. And he may very well have been a young man when he penned these lines. The key word in the book is straightway, a word of action. It's translated immediately 15 times in our authorized version. Here is the life of Christ that young people ought to read. It moves along, or, as someone has said, it marches. The key verse in the book is found in the 10th chapter and the 45th verse.
Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be saved, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
And there you have it, a servant serving. The Lord Jesus came to serve. He came to seek and to save. The only answer as far as our sins was for him to go to the cross. He did this for you. He did it for me. John Mark faced these matters squarely in the first century and then gave his life completely to the Savior. Did he make a mistake? I don't think so. Growing up in a comfortable home, he probably could have gone out and made more money. But instead, he set out to serve the Savior. True, he was a failure at first. But though there are no second chances after death, the Lord gives us all second chances down here. John Mark, a young man with a word for this now generation. John Mark has a message for the age in which we live. He has a message for young people today. I hope that you'll get the message. Hundreds, thousands, millions have read this little book that he wrote in the first century. Have you read it? We'd like to ask you to read the book at one sitting before our next class. Then you'll have an overall view of the book. We urge you to make the same decision that John Mark made one day and trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And after you're saved, the Lord will have something for you to do. Write a book? Well, maybe not. But possibly someone listening will write a book. There are many other things that the Lord has for people to do if they're willing.
Thank you. just something about that day.